I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In 1934, Hugo Gellert published an edited version of Karl Marx's Capital, featuring lithographs he designed to complement the excerpts of that revolutionary text. Gellert was born in Hungary in 1892 and moved to the United States in 1905. He was a member of the American Communist Party and believed in the core Marxist ideal that the working class should unite to command more political and economic power, particularly after the onset of the Great Depression. The David Owsley Museum of Art owns one lithograph from this series, Primary Accumulation 19. It depicts a burly working-class man shouting into a megaphone. He is delivering a rallying cry to the workers around him, both black and white men who crowd together in front of a factory. Though the hero of the lithograph is animated and lively, the crowd seems frozen in place by the intensity of his speech. This image accompanied Marx's discussion of commodities and capitalist economies and the associated devaluation of labor. Gellert's worker speech advocates for greater agency for laborers, while his inclusion of men of varying skin tones in the crowd illustrates the anti-racist ideals of the American Communist Party of the 1930s. We'd like to thank Ball State student Tobias Morris for his research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.